Rats. That wasn't me cursing. Or maybe it was. I do hate rats, and they're quite the problem, it turns out. Recently, construction workers in Melbourne uncovered a large rat infestation when clearing the way for a new metro tunnel. But it's not just Melbourne. I'm sorry to say rats are a problem that all large cities must contend with. Dr. Bobby Corrigan is America's most famous rodentologist. He joins me from New York. I love that you're a rodentologist. Let me run our listeners through your list of credits. In the 70s, you worked in pest management, servicing Manhattan's restaurants. You consulted for New York's Office of Pest Control Services. You taught rodentology at a university. And in 2008, you were inducted into the Pest Management Hall of Fame. So I have to ask, what is it that you find so fascinating about rats?
Well, you know, rats are an incredible creature. They're very secretive. And they're very cunning in their ways. You know, recent research has shown that these animals can make decisions. They can regret making bad decisions. So it's an animal that's always fascinated me. But yet the irony is most people hate rats, as you've just said, and most people want to be away from them. So it's a little bit of a twist and the relationship we have with these animals.
Yeah, it's a complex relationship. Well, maybe not so complex. We just want to get rid of them, for crying out loud. Now, we've had this big problem in Melbourne, and I know whenever there's a big construction issue, this often happens. And of course, you know, in those areas of the city, in metropolitan areas, there's also a lot of housing. So the rats have to go somewhere. What happens? What's the scale of the problem in these metro areas?
Well, rats usually occupy cities and towns in what we call clumped distributions. It's just like people, where there's lots of places for the rats to feed, and there's lots of garbage, perhaps, and things are not being maintained, you're going to attract the rats. But construction all by itself will not cause rats if there's no rats that are there disturbed.
So when this happens and you do find, for instance, you know, you're building a tunnel and it does disturb a rat population, where do they go?
You know, once the rats are disturbed, they're gonna run for the nearest cover, usually within the shortest distance where they can find some basements, or they can find some old sewers, or they can find some junk piles that people have left in their yards, any place where they can get cover. And once they get cover, then they begin looking for food.
And there's food in a metro sort of setting almost everywhere, isn't there? I mean, there's so many opportunities for where they can regroup.
Totally correct. You know, I call it shrapnel. Food shrapnel. Whenever you have a big city like Melbourne or New York City or Paris or any city around the globe, you know, roughly 20 to 25% of human beings tend to be sloppy with their trash or their littering. Some people walk down the street and they'll throw a half a sandwich right into the gutter. It's the kind of thing where for rats, there's almost food in every direction when they're associated with people.
So what is the best way to control rodents in cities, particularly when obviously big infrastructure projects happen and their habitats, can I call it that, or where they're living, is really messed with?
The best way, the smartest way for us as a species to control rats is to, you know, do what I call a pilot's walkabout. You know, keep an eye on your own block, keep an eye on the parks, keep an eye on any area where we live and where we keep trash. And we want to be one step ahead of this animal. You know, if we see trash that's not being maintained correctly, if we see junk piles beginning to form, sooner or later, if there's rats in that city, they're going to find those areas. And if you can stay ahead of them, then they won't get out of hand in numbers, where we have to start trying to rely on traps or poisons and the like. It's smart to be proactive. That's the way to do it.
So when things go wrong in pest control, or it's badly managed, what's the worst that can happen?
Well, a couple of things. When the rats get out of control because the pest control is not sufficient, you know, these animals, one, are now traveling about, getting into restaurants, getting into schools, getting into apartment buildings. And these animals, you know, research has shown they can carry upwards of 55 different diseases. So what the worst case scenario is, you begin to have, you know, people getting sick from rats. And, you know, most threatening is even a potential outbreak of a disease. You know, these animals also have very powerful incisor teeth, they're gnawing mammals. That's what rodent means. And so these animals can start gnawing on wires and buildings, burn buildings down. They can chew on the wires of airplanes. You know, it's a situation where they can do a lot of damage in a short period of time if the pest control is not up to standards.
You've been quoted as saying, and I quote, rats benefit because humans won't talk to each other. What do you mean by that?
It's true. You know, sometimes on a block where we all may live or in an apartment building, sometimes we'll see neighbors not taking care of business, neighbors that are getting sloppy or neighbors that are, you know, leaving a lot of trash about. And we tend to say, well, you know, it's none of my business. I don't want to get into an argument. I don't want to discuss a sensitive situation with a person I don't know very well. So instead of engaging one another and saying, look, can we work together to keep our own environment clean and repaired? We go our own way, we keep to ourselves, and the rats take advantage of those weaknesses in our communication. Sometimes in cities, two different city agencies won't talk to one another and make it clear that we need your help to fix what you're doing wrong in your agency. So it's, as a species, human beings, sometimes we're just afraid of one another in the simplest forms of communication, and these animals take advantage.
Well, I really don't want them taking advantage of any of my space. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Watch those piles of rubbish, people. Dr. Bobby Corrigan is America's most famous rodentologist, joining us there via Skype. This is RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvalis. Our text line 0418 226 576.